everyone. Look, I'm not dead, I swear. I just haven't been doing anything over quarantine except playing Animal Crossing. I'm sorry I haven't recorded anything in like 8 years, but I promise to get more stuff done soon. Anywho, enough of that. Today I'll be reviewing Ready or Not. If I could only use one word to describe this movie, it would probably be wow. A quick plot summary of Ready or Not is, so Grace marries Alex. He comes from this rich family called Ladomas, and they seem like super sweet and super charming at first, but they have some gruesome secrets. Yikes. Talk about some tea with them, my goodness. On midnight of Alex and Grace's wedding, they have to play a game. It's tradition or something. So Grace has to pick a card from this weird magic box thingy, and the card that she picked was hide and seek, and of course, it was literally the only bad card she could get. Way to go, Grace, you doomed yourself, my goodness. So because she picked that card, it meant that she had to hide somewhere in their mansion, and the rest of the family had to find her and kill her. Yeah, it's a very lovely movie. And now to jump into the actual review. This movie was mentally bone-chilling for me, but it was also brilliantly filmed. Like, the lighting was just spectacular. I love how they use bright, warm, and happy colors outside during their wedding, but then inside the house, they use shades of greens and yellows, and it's great. The music in this movie was absolutely perfect. It really helped intensify certain moments and gave me anxiety in other parts. The music they played in the beginning when Grace was hiding was so creepy and unsettling. It was this upbeat children's song, but it was played while the family was choosing their murder weapons. I mean, how perfect is that? And the shots were amazing too. They really caught me off guard with some of them jump scares. And the way it would quickly pan from one thing to another was smooth and visually pleasing. And the acting was just phenomenal. I don't even know how to describe it. You could really feel Grace's fear in her body language and in her voice. It was kind of terrifying. And you could really tell that the rest of the family would do anything to kill her. However, thinking about this movie again, I can see why it's rated R. I mean, there's a load of cursing and some girl does coke on her hand and later she's seen taking pills. Also, not to mention the large amounts of gore, blood, and violence. I mean, some parts I even had to look away because of all the blood. Yikes. The main thing that bugs me about this movie is how the Ladomas were surprisingly satanic. I found the bit near the end where they were about to murder Grace and they were all chanting Hail Satan kind of unnecessary. The family could have just been homicidal without having to involve Satan, but I mean, that's just my opinion. All in all, I'd give this movie a solid 10 out of 10. It was amazingly filmed, fantastic cast and acting, wonderful colors, and honestly, it kept me at the edge of my seat the entire time. I definitely recommend watching this movie, just not in like a 40-mile radius of children. I hope y'all like this review, and thank you for listening!